It's his last hot seat with the Trending 55 newsroom, although rumors are happening he may appear on Christmas Eve in the morning, though. So he's not Santa, but he is the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer. And Minister, obviously, for you, a very interesting year. You started off in the Justice portfolio. Now you're in the Jobs, Economy, and Innovation portfolio. What would you say are some of the big wins that you had in your various ministries in 2020?
Well, you know what? It's been a challenging year for Alberta as a whole. I mean, no one was expecting a pandemic at the beginning of the year. We were just in the process of seeing our economy starting to recover a little bit. And, you know, we got into this whole pandemic. So it was a bit of a curveball for the year as a whole. But, you know, when I was wearing the hat as Justice Minister, I was proud of the rural crime initiatives that we brought in place to help make sure we keep people safe in their communities. And then over the summer, when the Premier asked me to take on responsibility for the recovery plan, I mean, It's a huge honor to be able to do this and just work with so many smart people across the province that want to create opportunities, want to create jobs for their neighbors and their communities, and it's just a huge honor on that front as well.
And coming up in 2021, we know that obviously it's going to be a very busy year ahead. There's a lot of tough decisions that remain to be made, and especially in the aftermath of this pandemic, because as you mentioned many times, you are seeing the finish line here. But once that finish line is passed, it's going to be onto a new set of priorities. What are some of the big things that, at least in your ministry, you want to address going forward?
Well, I think the number one thing for, you know, the economy and jobs and everything is making sure we get the vaccine distributed on time and safely to Albertans. That's the big priority right now. I mean, we've had a couple thousand health professionals already vaccinated in Alberta. We're expecting tens of thousands of more vaccines in the coming weeks. So we just have to get that out and into the communities to make sure we, you know, keep people healthy. We get that momentum going of safety as well. Then we can start loosening up some of these health measures that have been put in place. And that gets your economy rolling. So that's the thing I'm really looking forward to, is life getting back to semi-normal, hopefully, in, you know, maybe in the second or third quarter of next year. And then after that, we have a whole bunch of initiatives that we're going to roll out around the recovery plan, building on our amazing foundation from agriculture, forestry, energy. We're looking at hydrogen strategies. We're looking at capitalizing on the intellectual horsepower that we have in Alberta, our strengths, to making sure that we have jobs for generations to come.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Minister. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.